Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Pot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Codust, and we have our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene. How are you, Miss Jolene?
Hello, Codust. I'm just fine. How are you today?
I'm thankful and blessed and a little cold. I couldn't believe the birthdays I got today. And the very first one I got to look and it says Mista, M-A-S-T-A-H, J. Houchel. I'm like, you jackass. I know exactly who you are, Jeff. You used to work for me, little asshole. Tried to trick me. I guess you've changed your first name. But happy birthday, Jeff. I am not calling you whatever the hell else you're calling yourself there, down there. I think he's either in Frankfort or Lawrenceburg now. But happy birthday to Mr. Tim Simpson. And then Miss Diana Oliver, she is the director of Hempster Plant the Seed. She's in Texas out there, Jolene. Ben Thacker, happy birthday to you. Ron Parton, happy birthday. Butch Bright, happy birthday. Mr. Clint Hardy down there in Louisville, Kentucky, happy birthday. Miss Debbie Kay, happy birthday. Then we got Green Tree Glass out there in California, the man, some badass glass blowers. Then we have the news reporter, Miss Janelle McDonald out of Louisville, Kentucky. And then I've got Jennifer Ford. It was a lot, Miss Jolene. That is my Facebook friends and birthday. Do you happen to have any?
No, I don't have any. I don't think. But you had enough for both of us, so.
That's what I was thinking, Jolene. Hell, I had enough for me, you, and Pioneer Paul and everybody. Hell, I'd be more than glad to share them with you people.
But you have a huge friend list, too, though. That makes a big difference. You got a huge friend list.
Well, that's true, but, you know, I tell you, I mean, at the rate that my block list grows, sometimes I wonder if they're going to catch each other, you know. I mean, I know there's over 800 people on the block list, you know. It's sad. It's like, you know, and just people that's got pissed at me and didn't even tell me why they got pissed. And I said, here's the thing about it. A lot of these people, I mean, even right down to my family, I am going to see you. When you say, hey, Codust, I'm going to say, do I know you? I don't think I know you. You know, I don't know you people. Why would I act like I know you? You know, it's like, damn. The weather, it is a beautiful, sunny 63. Tell us about Texas, Miss Jolene.
Here, it's really nice out. I couldn't believe it when I walked out, but it's 74 degrees. Sunny.
Yeah, it's nice. I thought it was nice and warm, too, out there in the sun. You know, now the wind is what makes it bad here. You know, the wind is chilly.
Yeah. Hmm.
I had a thing to play, but I'm not going to play it until Pioneer Paula gets on the show. I don't know if she's going to get to be on the show with us today or not, but if she doesn't, we'll have to wait until tomorrow. Oh, there you are, Pioneer Paula. Welcome to the birthday. I mean, welcome to the show. Do you happen to have any birthdays, Sam?
Yeah, I'm going to them right now. I got three. Tom Rector, Clint Hardy, and Tim Simpson. Happy birthday.
I got all messed up I was just talking about you, Paula. Tell us about the guy that give us the permission. I guess one of your friends wrote the song and then one of his friends took and sung it for him or something?
Yeah, put the music to it. Yeah, I don't know a lot about that Chris dude. I believe that was his name. But when Ronnie came to see me last week, you know, because he's always been spiritual and always, you know, wrote stuff, poems and stuff. And he goes, hey, a friend of mine in Colorado, you know, is using one of my poems for his song, and I thought it was a cool song. And so I asked if we could, you know, figure out how to get it on the radio, you know, because I thought it was a cool song.
So that's what we're ready to hear right now?
Yeah, if I can find the link to it. I mean, I did have the link to it. It's on YouTube.
And my representative, Will Corsi, at the Veterans Day Memorial, I went up to him to shake his hand, and I asked him if he would please come on board because I am going blind without cannabis. Do you know what his reply was?
What?
Why should I help you? You said mean things about me. my reply to him was, because you're my representative. And he goes, well, let's ruin a beautiful day. And I said, I agree. But you low-life piece of shit motherfucker. And he also said, well, you need to talk to the Republicans, the new Speaker of the House. Because he's already blaming the Republicans in the House for not getting medical cannabis. Now, how lame is that?
Well, they wasn't even in charge then. But he's saying,
but that's why he's saying we won't get it passed, because it flipped, the House flipped. Well, I think he's just got his panties in a wad because he lost Greg Simbo. Just saying.
Well, I feel like that the numbers probably show he is incorrect about that, since the very day of the election and the House flipped, there was 8 states that passed a bill.
Right.
And we're at 57. We're at 57% across the nation, 57% across the nation that has some form of cannabis bill in their state, 57%. Now, I thought
right.
when it got to like 50% that they flipped the whole United States, wouldn't it, Paula? That's what I was thinking. Or was it 52%?
I'm not sure how all that works. I'm not sure how all that works, but I know it's getting close to the tipping point. But how childish and lame is my representative.
I don't know.
He won't help because he didn't say a lot about him. And I could have gone on and talked about his sex scandals, you know. I didn't do all that. You know, I really didn't bash him, but I will now, motherfucker.
I'm going to keep it with a live mic, and we're going to listen to the song right fast, Facing the Crowd. I guess it's sung by Chris Ledgerwood. And who's the guy that wrote this, Paula?
My long, long, long time friend, Ronnie McIntosh. He's just the best spiritual, awesomest dude ever.
All right. It looks like to me it's going to be about 4 minutes and 25 seconds. So, like I said, I'll try to keep this with an open mic. Well, I don't know. I didn't want to play that way. Let me see if I can pull it up another way. It's like, whoops, hang on. Man.
Well, I knew I didn't know how to do it.
Huh?
I knew I didn't know how to do it.
Chris Ledger, I think, was his name. Let's see. Wow. I'm having trouble finding it. Ain't that a bitch? Well, I thought I was going to get to play it for us. I might not get to play it for us. I mean, sometimes that happens. Because I didn't
There's
really
always
to
tomorrow.
Yeah, and there is. There is always tomorrow, exactly. But, yeah, we will play it. And thank them, both of them, for giving us permission and allowing us to play it, you know.
I thought it was an awesome song.
Yeah, I mean,
my friend wrote the lyrics made it even more special, you know. I guess I'm a little prejudiced.
Right. Well, no, I mean, I see it right there and everything. But
is it about cannabis?
No, it's not. It's not about cannabis.
Oh, I was thinking it was about cannabis. Well, when you said he's from Colorado, I just automatically thought, you know.
Oh, well, the dude that's singing it is, but Ronnie's not. He's a homegrown Kentuckian.
No.
Let's see. I might have it where it might work here. Let's see if this right here it is. Right here it is. Here we go. Here we go.
All right.
I'm turning it.
If I saw you today, would you say hello? If I was homeless, shelter me from the cold. If I was hungry, see that I was fed. Would you despise me for something I said? If I was down, would you lift me up? If I was thirsty, lend me your cover. Would you forgive me if I was wrong? Would you cast me aside like a stone belong? Done it unto the least of. Well, my brother, you have done it unto me. You've done it unto the least of these. Well, my brother, you have done it unto me. If I had nothing, would you share your will? If I was sick, nurse me back to hell. If I was a stranger, make me feel at home. Would you turn your back and leave me alone? If you died today, would your soul be at rest? Could you honestly say you gave it your best? Is your life something for which you were proud? Was your fellow man faithful and proud? Would you done it? Well, my brother, you have done it unto me, yeah. When you've done it unto the least of these, well, my brother, you have done it.
I walked up to a woman once to ask her what time it was. I was pushing a cart. Me and my wife were pushing our cart. We had all the stuff in a grocery cart. I was pushing, I needed to know what time it was, so I went up to ask this woman what time it was. She's like, oh, get away from me, I don't have any money, leave me alone. I'm like, I don't want her. She's like, just get away from me, go. I'm like, and I'm thinking, what could have this woman been through if she's so terrified of a stranger that she's, what if my wife was pregnant, her water just broke, and I needed help?
When you've done it unto the least of me, well, my brother, you have done it.
I believe there's a lot of good people out there, but for the most part, most people, all they care about is themselves. You could be standing there on the corner bleeding and people just drive by. They wouldn't want no part of it. They wouldn't want no part of the drama. So there'd be 1 in 10 that might stop and help.
Man, what a great, great video. Great, awesome video. I mean, man, Paul, I mean, great song. I mean, man, touched my heart. Really touched my heart.
And that dude talking, you know, he was a clean-cut dude. You wouldn't have really thought he was a homeless guy, nothing to be scared of, you know?
Right. Everybody ought to see the video of that, because, I mean, in the video, it's a bunch of homeless people in the video, and things, and people sleeping out in the street, and So I've actually shared it on the radio and on my personal. Do up, Darlene.
A lot of truth in that song. It was sad.
Yeah. I think Ronnie wrote the poem like a long, long time ago, okay? You know, and then Chris just put the lyrics to it. You know, the poem wasn't written to fit the lyrics, vice versa.
Right. Well, right. That's great. I mean, what a great job. You know, thank them again. Mm-hmm. You know, thank them for giving us permission to play it. You know, we appreciate it.
Yeah.
You're ready for 420, Paula?
I sure am. Homegrown, that's for me. Homegrown is the best it can be.
That's great.
Almost 3 minutes. What, Paula?
I said it's good seeing you on the radio, too.
Well, I should be off the next 3 days if I'm not called in. Well, tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday if I'm not called in.
Cool.
But I don't mind getting called in. I like the extra money.
Right.
But, yeah, girls, I haven't 420'd in almost 3 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I went 6 months at one time.
Wow, Darlene, 3 months.
Yeah. Only because I went back to work. And, you know, I don't want to have to worry about, because they can random test whenever they want to, and I just didn't want to have to worry with it, you know, worry about it.
Right.
So I just decided to get clean.
Since that was how you helped to break your tobacco habit, do you find yourself now, Jolene, wanting a cigarette or not?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, that's great.
You girls just don't know. You just don't know the difference between giving up cannabis and quitting cigarettes. Cigarettes about killed me. I didn't think I'd ever do it. When I quit cannabis,
right.
I had no problem whatsoever. I had no problem whatsoever quitting cannabis.
Because it's not addictive.
I have some right here in my drawer. You know, if I wanted to smoke and was having a hard time, I could smoke. But it hasn't caused me any problem at all.
Because it's not an addictive drug.
Exactly. Oh, nothing like giving up cigarettes. Absolutely nothing. No comparison at all.
Yeah. They are a beast. No doubt about it.
Oh, girl, I know all about it.
Mm.
Talk about addiction. That's a bad one right there, addiction.
As far as Kentucky, I mean, we probably ain't got too much time to talk about this, but as of Kentucky, I think in the best interest of Kentucky, you know, I love that drain the swamp. I'm going to elect Mitch McConnell to be the number one person on the list to drain the swamp with Mitch McConnell for the state of Kentucky. For the sake of the nation, I nominate Harry Reid for the nation to be the second one to go.
Right. We'll have to cut him up in pieces, though, because they'll clog the drain.
I was even reading the article about where Mitch McConnell said that he wasn't going to do something with Trump. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? I'm trying to find it. He said that he would not work with Trump on term limits. Mitch McConnell did.
Well, no, because he don't want term limits, because he would be ousted.
Uh-huh. They want to stay in there for 80 years.
Mm-hmm. I'll say he's
yeah.
the first one to go. Put that bitch to pasture. Hey, how long has he been in there? 50 fucking years? Get his ass out. Trump can take somebody.
Yeah.
I had Michael P. Lewis said, hey, what about Thomas Massie running to replace him? I said, hell, I like Thomas Massie. That's a start.
I do, too.
You know. Got to be better than Mitch. Fuck Mitch. put Mitch out to pasture.
Really?
We're going to take a break, though. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's 4:20 here by Don Miller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. We're going to be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. Here we go, ladies.
I'm ready. I'm bubbling.
They're getting off of work. I'm getting on my boat. Right now it's happy hour. I'm lighting up a smoke. The world keeps turning, and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. For today, life is good. Let's toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. Now Willie told me, here's all I know. You can die. Stress. I learned to let it all go. Lost a state of mind, and that was fear. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer.
Yeehaw, what a badass song that is. Thank you, Don Miller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley.
I'm still bubbling.
What do y'all think about the term limits? Do you think we need to have a term limit on people, Jolene?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do. I do, yes.
Paula, how do you feel about
it? Then I think we should, and then they can stay out of the arena for a couple of cycles and then maybe go back into it if they, you know, if the people want to reelect them. But, yeah, I think they need a timeout.
Right.
Yeah.
Or maybe, mm-hmm. maybe it'd be just like the president every 4 years.
Right.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Or eight, you know, something like that.
Right,
but God,
right.
Letting people
right.
get in there. I mean, if you're corrupt and you get in there, and if you live to be 80, you're in there till you die. That's not right.
No, it's not.
There's no
I agree.
Way to get rid of corruption set up like that.
Right. Absolutely. And you know, and I mean, I thought, damn, that's pretty rough, Mitch, for you to even make a comment like that, you know, that you won't work with Trump on term limits, you know, because, I mean, and correct me if I'm wrong, all they have to do is make a bill and Supreme Court justice pass it, and there it is. It's over with.
I think we need a bill in Kentucky where we can. I think so, and I think we need a bill in Kentucky where we the people can have a ballot initiative put on the ballot. I think there needs to be a bill about that. I don't know if we can do it, but I think that would be a good bill. Simple.
Well, here's another thing. I said, you know, I mean, congratulations to the Libertarian Party for getting out there voting to now to where they only have to have 2 votes, just like the Democrats or Republicans, to be allowed to run in the elections now. But we need an independent. We need that for the independents. Get the Green Party people out there. Let them have that too. You know, instead of 5,000 signatures to be on the ballot, you know, it's stupid.
Let's see, that takes time away from them being able to campaign too. That took like days,
right.
3 months.
It does.
He couldn't even campaign because you can't legally campaign if you're not legally on the ballot. You can't raise money or nothing.
So I say, give them the equal rights of everybody. You know, if it's two for everybody else, it's two for them all.
Right.
You know.
Hunger.
But I mean, the thing about it. The independents need to come up with somebody that they'll stand behind. The Green Party needs to come up behind somebody. And, I mean, I think the Libertarian Party, it proved in the election there that the Libertarian Party must be going in the right direction on things.
And there was a lot, I would say half of the people that voted Libertarian were not registered Libertarians. I was not registered. Gary was not registered. I know none of my children were registered Libertarian, but we voted Libertarian.
Great point, Paula. Great point. Great point. Great point.
And I won't become a Libertarian simply because of the closed primaries. I will flip-flop back and forth so I can support the candidate that I want in the primaries, which is totally stupid to me. But because of Kentucky's law of closed primaries, you know, the third parties don't even get to vote in the primary. And I think that
sucks,
too.
Well, that's something there. That's something there, sir, that needs to be changed, too, then. That needs to be changed.
Yep.
To where you don't have to flip backwards and forwards. You should be allowed to vote in the primaries no matter what your party affiliation is, you know? And you shouldn't have to flip backwards and forwards and be on that party to vote. I mean, what kind of shit is that? That has to be unconstitutional.
Probably.
You know.
Jolene,
are you seeing any... Oh, I'm sorry, Paula. Are you seeing any rioting anywhere out there?
No, I'm not. Not myself, but you guys think, you know, I work all night and sleep all day. I don't see a whole lot of anything. But as far as I know, I mean, what little news I've heard, you know, local news, I haven't heard anything.
Is it Sarah Paula that is on Murray State University?
Yeah.
Are they protesting
no,
on
no,
Murray
Michaela's
State?
Going to, no, Michaela's
okay.
going to Murray. Yeah.
Okay. Which one's living on campus right now?
Michaela at Murray.
Okay. Are they protesting at Murray State?
She hadn't said anything about it. I mean, I could protest because, of course he won't. You know, I could get my panties all in a wad and get pissed off and throw shit, but I'm not. I tried to shake hands, and you know, he's got his panties in the wad. Now that's probably because the house flipped and he lost his buddy Greg Stumbo, and he had almost half the Republicans, the Republican candidate, and Dave. You know, half of the population in his district does not like him.
Right. I haven't seen it, but they say that they're protesting at the University of Kentucky. But I will say, like the Georgetown College, they're not protesting. I was on Georgetown College yesterday, and they're not protesting, no words. And you know, everybody's going to school, changing classes.
Well, yeah,
you know,
a lot of it's all staged anyway.
Exactly, Paula.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. I want to give a big shout-out to Sally Bowman. Thank Miss Pioneer Paula. Thank you so much, as always, Miss Jolene. God bless you people. It's Friday night. No drinking and driving, texting, driving, Pokemon driving, or doing anything stupid driving. Love you, ladies. We'll be back tomorrow with another show, and I'm going to take us away. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. I am Willie Nelson and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud to.
Oh, it really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.